BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We've got Real or No Real with Dev, our Instagram game where we guess who the famous is from the pictures. Chris really confuses a restaurant by denying all knowledge of potatoes, and I announce the wrong member of Take That has left the band.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
It's Friday lunchtime on BBC Radio 1. We've got Instagram game coming up for you. That'll be about 2:40. We have someone called the voice of Instagram who just describes pictures from famouses. You've got to guess who it is. It's a bit of play-along Friday fun, really. That'll be at 2:40. And Chris has got something coming up about potatoes. I don't understand.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, you know some bands, when someone leaves, they still call themselves by that band name. For example, one of Take That left recently. Can't remember which one, but yeah, one of them went. And they still call themselves Take That.
Yeah, and a bit who, but Five as well are now about two or three, aren't they?
And S Club 7 were about three for a while.
Yeah.
But what Axwell and Ingrosso from Swedish House Mafia have done, have called themselves Axwell and Ingrosso. Now, they are two-thirds of the legendary DJ house trio Swedish House Mafia. So why not just call yourself Swedish House Mafia and ask the other bloke if it's all right?
It's a good point. But if they are two-thirds of Swedish House Mafia, technically they're most of Swedish House Mafia, so they should just keep the name.
That's what
I say. Open up the position to a third person.
Yes.
Danny Howard, for example.
Exactly. I mean, I would happily do it. So this is the first official single from their debut album as a duo. It would just be easier for everyone, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's
you wouldn't have to get the stationery changed or anything.
And also, it's too much for a Friday having to explain everything. Just call yourself Swedish House Mafia.
So who's missing? Hang on. Ingrosso, Axwell. Oh, what's the other? Angelo.
Between us.
Angelo. Angelo's off. Anyway, this was premiered as Zane Lowe's hottest record back in November last year. Do you know Swedish House Mafia never recorded or released a full studio album, despite selling over 10 million records worldwide? So this is something new. It's by Axwell and Ingrosso, the two blokes from,
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC
Radio 1.
I see the dawn of a new
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Friday lunchtime.
Right, Mills, I saw this thing on the internet and I think you'll like it.
What is this thing on the internet?
So it's a story about a guy and he wrote it and then it ended up doing the rounds on the internet. It was on Reddit. Mm-hmm. There's no original source with this, right? So it makes me think it might have been made up, but it's a funny story all the same.
Okay, go on.
But basically, this guy was meeting his girlfriend's parents for the first time and really wanted to make a good impression. So he had this idea that he should try and be funny to look good.
Oh,
right?
No.
Everyone's been there.
Yeah.
But you know where you kind of think you should pre-prepare a few jokes? It's never the best idea.
First time as well of meeting them.
First time, and he was adamant that he wanted to be funny. So they were about to eat. He sat down with the girlfriend's parents and he saw that the mum was serving baked potatoes.
Mm.
So he thought in his head it would be really, really funny to pretend to not know what a potato is.
Oh.
Right? And he committed to it. So he was like, oh, what's that? And the mum and dad sort of looked at him a bit weird and said, potato. But just then really committed to it. And the parents got angry. And it escalated. And he ended up getting kicked out of the house.
Well, so he denied all knowledge of ever having come across a potato before.
Yeah. And the dad started calling him weird. The girlfriend was obviously really embarrassed because she was like, why are you pretending to not know what a potato is? It was like a really disastrous first time meeting.
Do you know who would have absolutely done this? My old flatmate.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
exactly the kind of thing he would have done. Like,
what's that, mate?
It'll be really funny. Just pretend you don't know what a potato is. Not funny. But actually, I admire that he went through with it so much.
Yeah.
But is he still with this girl, do we know?
Well, we don't know. We don't know. But I was reading this article and I was thinking it's a really odd thing to do, to pretend to not know what a potato is, because obviously everyone would expect you to know what a potato is. But like, everyone knows what a potato is.
I can see where this is going.
So, yeah, exactly. And I don't know if this was just an idea that I had really late at night.
Is it a pub idea?
Yes. But what I thought we could do is test this out. In case this story is made up, is test out what would happen.
And see how annoyed people get if you just deny about potato knowledge.
Listen, I'm not pretending it's the greatest idea I've ever had, but I'm up for giving it a go.
Okay, I quite like it. Should we ring a restaurant or something?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So shall we give this a go?
Shall we? I'm not sure about this. I'd quite like it, though. Some of people are saying that it's, the story is almost exactly the same as a scene in Cuckoo on BBC Three.
Yeah. I mean, it probably is from that. It's right. Just it's been doing the rounds on the internet. It's a story all about a guy who wants to make a really good first impression to his girlfriend's parents. He's round for dinner the first time. Thinks it'd be funny to pretend to not know what a potato is. Yeah. And it just backfires massively.
I think on Cuckoo, the daughter brings home, like, her boyfriend, and he doesn't know what a potato is. So, yeah, I mean, we don't know where it's come from, but I just like the idea of it. So I found a restaurant. How do we make sure that that they do potatoes? They do. I've checked.
So, yes, okay. Well, I can get the menu up here.
Mm-hmm.
And
so I've been in there quite a lot. I know.
So the key is, I think, to just get to the potato and then, mm-hmm. and then pretend I don't know.
Deny all knowledge of anything potato-based.
Not going to lie, a bit of a pub idea, but we'll give this a go.
Okay, we ready?
Are we good?
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're on your own, mate.
Ready.
How can I help?
Hello there.
Yes, how can I help?
Hello. I'm coming along later today with a friend for a meal.
Okay.
They're a bit of a fussy eater, so I just wanted to check a couple of the foods.
Okay.
I'm looking at your menu online at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
What's in the Bosco Royale?
In a burger, yes?
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Is the burger?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you've got the cheese, yes? The one, this one is quite strong in a taste, and the mushrooms.
Lovely.
And that's it, and the baby spinach and the parmesan shavings.
Oh, that sounds nice. Sorry, and in the Vitello Milanese?
That's the veal, yes?
Yeah.
And it's fried in a deep oil, in a breadcrumbs.
Okay, and what side orders have you got?
So basically, he can have fries, or he can have some garlic spinach, or mashed potato, or spaghetti Napoli.
What was that, sorry?
Mashed potato, spaghetti Napoli.
What's that?
You don't know what is mashed potato?
Potato. What's in that?
So basically, you've got boiled potatoes, they smashed, they mix with butter and milk.
Boiled what, sorry?
Potatoes.
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of potatoes?
Say again,
P-O-T-A-O-T-E-S, potato.
Is that a meat?
No, it's a potato, it's a vegetable.
I've honestly never heard of it.
Okay.
Is that marinated?
No, it's boiled in the water.
What do you eat this potato with?
You can have with veal as a side of your choice, or you can have just salad, or you can have pasta in a tomato sauce.
What animal is this from?
Veal is from the cow.
No, the patati.
It's vegetables. It's not from animal. It's vegetarian.
What does it look like?
You don't know how the potato looks like.
I've never heard of it.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, it's... What other sides have you got?
We've got the chips.
What's in them?
It's same as the potato chips.
Anything else?
You've got the garlic spinach. You've got macaroni and cheese. Or you've got zucchini fries. Or you can have just salad if you like.
Are the chips the same as is the potato the same as the fries?
No, because chips. Do you ever go to the McDonald's?
Yes, of course I do.
You've got the fries, yes? And the potato, they are mixed with butter and with milk. So they are like mush.
What's in the fries?
It's just the potato.
What's in that?
That's it. It just comes in a little portion of the fries, yes? That's it.
So they're called chips and potatoes?
Yeah. Or you can have zucchini fries if you like vegetarian option.
And chips are the same as potatoes?
Mm-hmm.
And what does this potato look like?
It's the round as a potato. It's just a potato, darling.
But what does it look like?
It's round. You've got a portion of the mashed potato, yes? Mm.
Like is it tasty?
I don't know. I don't eat the mashed potato, so I cannot tell.
Oh, you've never had a potato either?
Oh, I think she's gone.
She's gone? That went on a bit. Fair enough.
Doesn't even eat her myself.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
The potato thing has really cheered me up. I don't know why.
It is one of the stupidest things we've ever done, but then it makes you think that you can do more of these.
It's just a potato, darling.
Stew in Braintree, ring a driving range, ask to drive. I mean, come on.
Keep them coming.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hey, what a week we've had. We have now raised, Radio 1 and one extra listeners, this is you lot have done this, over £500,000.
It's incredible, isn't it?
For Comet Relief in just a few days. So the current total we are at is £526,670. Imagine how much good that is going to do to improve healthcare facilities all over the continent of Africa. Obviously, you know that Greg James and Chris Smith off the news have been in Uganda this week, along with Yasmin from One Extra Breakfast. Just kind of highlighting some of the issues that they've got out there. If you can spare £3, it would be great if you could text the word help, if you haven't done already, to 70703. Do it now, otherwise you'll forget. Text the word help to 70703. It'll cost you £3. All of that £3 goes straight to Comet Relief.
So many people have. It's just incredible the amount that people have kind of chipped in on this.
Just Grimmy in my Strictly Crab outfit today raised like nearly 70 grand in half an hour. So generous. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Another thing that you might want to get in your life, just been put on the Radio 1 Twitter, is there's kind of like an extra video of you on the wheel in Liverpool.
There's now two videos which have gone up, and I think hopefully it will stop there. They're calling it extended highlights,
yeah,
which is an odd phrase to use for it.
If you missed it, we raised about, well, just over 60 grand when Chris went into the Wheel of Liverpool, you know, the big wheels they have with the glass pods, went in there just in his pants in front of everybody in Liverpool, and it was streamed live on the Radio 1 website. And on the Twitter right now, on Radio 1 Twitter, it says, "Want to look at Chris Stark in his pants for Comet Relief a bit more? Lucky you. We've got extended highlights."
I've just seen one of the replies. It says, "No thanks. How revolting."
Oh.
Bit harsh, but maybe fair.
Lush.
But it's up there now. And you know, when I look at the video, I do cringe a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I do look at it and I think, oh, that actually happened. It seems like an odd dream now.
You're just so
white. Pasty.
White.
Yeah, I'm aware of it,
so
Mills.
White.
I'm aware of it, mate.
So white. If you want to see extended highlights, it's on the Radio 1 Twitter now, at BBCR1, if you're not following us already. It's a good video, actually. Some bits you may have missed from before.
It was all worth it. The way I take off my belt is a little bit weird.
Yeah, I noticed that as well. And there's some dance moves in there as well, which I didn't clock the first time round. It's worth having a look at the extended highlights. And thanks so much for all the money you've raised this week. Really good job, everyone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've had so many emails about something that was said on The Jump last night on Channel 4, which we're investigating for next week's Innuendo Bingo.
Is it a good one?
It's a good one. I think it was said by Davina McCall, and I've had hundreds of emails about it and a lot of tweets as well. Something to do with the mayor.
Do you think you've changed the way that people watch telly now?
I think maybe, yeah. Or, like, I do watch things and go, oh, that'll be good for bingo, and write it down, don't you?
But, yeah, but it means you never tune out. You never turn off from it. So you're watching TV, and it is kind of stressful always looking out for innuendos. And then I think people sometimes read into it as well. Because people are always on the lookout.
Yeah, sometimes we get emails that are like, and they said this, and then we'll search it out. And it's like, no, that wasn't even one.
But I understand what they're doing. And it's unfortunately the thing now that if you enjoy innuendo bingo, you watch TV just looking for innuendos the whole time.
I'm not sure I'm looking for it. I think I'm just aware.
Yeah, do you think there should be some days that we say, look, if you're watching TV tonight and
just
you spot
enjoy
an innuendo, don't email in.
Yeah. Just enjoy. Just enjoy the program.
Have a night off.
But no, because then we wouldn't be able to do the feature.
There we go, yeah.
So thanks so much for all your innuendo bingos that you send. If you want to send some more, if you see anything on TV and you think that fits the bill, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'm on to the one from The Jump. Thanks very much for all of your texts and tweets about that. That Avicii song, eh?
What are you saying? I like it. Is that weird? But I think that's because it's one of the songs on the generic football game that rhymes with Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, is it?
I think that's why I like it.
Yeah. I just think that he sat at the top of that big hill in Beverly Hills going, yes, counting the monies.
And you know there's loads of pictures of his place.
Yes.
That exact one.
I'm obsessed with looking at Avicii's house.
But when you know what it looks like, you can really imagine him sitting there counting his money.
Yeah. And making a song like that and thinking, this is going to sell millions and millions. It's not particularly good.
I know, you see, that's the weird thing.
It's just
like
catchy,
it.
But it's not, like, Avicii was cool. It's not cool.
Right.
It's timber. it's one step from Pitbull.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Radio 1 and it's time for the Instagram game. I like this game. It's a bit like Who's That Tweeting that we play, only with pictures. So these are all from the same famous's Instagram. Obviously, we can't say the name because we don't know who it is. So therefore, this person will now become known as The Famous. We are guessing who it is from the clues that the voice of Instagram will give us. And here he is.
Hello, I'm the voice of Instagram.
Oh, he's one of my favourite voices. I suppose the best voice is still Who's That Tweeting voice. But, you know, the voice of Instagram for me is a fantastic storyteller voice. I think he should do the adverts that Lenny Henry does. You know? Need a cozy night. but the voice of Instagram, it'd be so much better.
So he's going to describe these pictures from the Instagram of this famous, or as he calls them...
The Famous.
The Famous.
The Famous.
Are you ready for your first clue? Whose Instagram is this?
It's 2014. The Famous is holding a BAFTA award and taking a selfie. They are cuddled incredibly close to Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. Their face suggests they are enjoying themselves. Valencia filter.
Oh, I love a Valencia. Makes everything look better.
I never know what the different filters mean. Valencia filter means nothing to me. Is it a good one?
It's one of the best, I think.
Is it?
So this Famous is holding a BAFTA and taking a selfie. And they've got a cuddle on with Aaron Paul off of Breaking Bad. Incredible.
Yeah.
So I think to be able to mix in those kind of circles, and they're also holding a BAFTA, they must be an incredibly famous The Famous.
The Famous.
Do we think that they've won a BAFTA or are presenting a BAFTA? Because Aaron Paul could have won the BAFTA.
Yeah. But like I said, they would have to be in this circle of trust to get anywhere near Aaron Paul. Otherwise, you would have got taken down with a taser or something if you tried to get near him.
Well, only this week we met Sir Stephen Fry, who was carrying a BAFTA with him. I mean, that was quite odd. It got to the end. Do you remember? It got to the end of the interview. He sort of whipped out a BAFTA.
Like he carries it around with him in his handbag the whole time.
And I thought this was something planned. I looked around as if, like, what are we doing with this? Like, is this something that's been prearranged? And Chris, who works on the show, whispers to me, no, he's brought it along himself. So we all had photos with the BAFTA, of course.
Of course. And wasn't it heavy?
Well, heavy.
Very heavy.
Deceivingly so. I mean, you'll see when people get awarded with their BAFTA, you'll see some people struggle.
Yeah.
Let's say that lady from Benidorm wins a BAFTA.
What, the old one?
Yeah, I think she would really struggle with that weight. It takes quite a lot.
You could actually do weights with it if you had two.
Oh, that's so what you would do. A couple of BAFTAs.
Couple of reps. Okay, so I'm not really any nearer to knowing who this person is from that. Could be anyone.
We need to start somewhere. Shall we go with Stephen Fry?
Stephen Fry, because he does the BAFTAs.
And we know he's got a BAFTA to hand.
Let's work from there. Next clue. Remember, this is all from the same famous's Instagram.
Wembley Arena. Simon Cowell and Ben Haynell pose for a photo. The Famous has charged in from the right of shot and brazenly photobombed. Haynell appears delighted with this development. Cowell is unfazed. No filter.
Right, so this is someone that was at the X Factor... Well, the X Factor. Oh, the final, because it's Wembley Arena.
But they may well have... Yeah, I think you're right. They may well have photobombed the other one with Aaron Paul. What we've got here is someone who's happy to jump into someone else's limelight.
Last minute.
Very last minute.
Even if it is just Ben Haynell.
Simon Cowell was unimpressed, but Scott, you know Simon Cowell. You've met him a few times, haven't you?
I wouldn't say I know him, but yeah, I've met him, yeah.
When the voice of Instagram says that he's unfazed, that doesn't strike me as abnormal for him.
No, he doesn't get fazed by anyone. He could be in a picture with the Queen and be like, yeah, what?
Yeah. Ben Haynell's delight. Ben Haynell's a fan.
So I'm saying it's another pop star that was at the X Factor final.
Ronnie Wood, he performed at the X Factor final, didn't he?
Was that the final, though?
Maybe. Maybe.
How quickly they forget. We'll take that on the final. I think they were. So maybe it's like Gary Barlow.
Or Jason Orange.
Could be.
I only recently learnt all the names for the people in Take That.
Oh, wow, welcome along.
It was it's a strange one. Like, I'm always aware of Take That. No, they're great. But the only full name I knew was Gary Barlow.
You didn't know Mark Owen?
There's another one as well, Howard.
Well, yeah, he's left now.
Oh, is he left?
Yeah.
And who's the other one? And Jason Orange.
Jason Orange, yeah. So what's your answer for this?
Oh, I don't know, Scott.
It can't be Jason Orange.
It's someone at the final. I've got Jason Orange in the head now.
Okay, so I'm saying Gary Barlow.
I'm saying Jason Orange.
Okay, next clue. Remember, this is the same person's Instagram.
It is 1 year ago. The famous is dressed in lycra shorts and a bright red sports bra.
All right, I think that narrows it down to not Barlow then.
Or Fry.
She has joined Nick Grimshaw in a large glass box. Grimshaw is not enjoying himself. Toaster filter.
Toaster filter? Not heard of that one. Grimshaw not enjoying himself. Big clue here, Scott. It's definitely a female.
Yeah. Hang on, is this the thing that Grimmy did in that box about a year ago where he was cycling for hours?
Oh, yeah.
And we all went into that big glass box outside. Do you remember?
That's right. There was four bikes outside. And I remember at one point I had to do a race.
She's there dressed in lycra shorts and a bright red sports bra.
Which of Grimmy's friends would be wearing a bright red sports bra?
Rita Ora.
Yeah, I think you're right here. This makes sense.
Okay, well, so somehow we've gone from Gary Barlow to Rita Ora.
Yeah, from Stephen Fry to Gary Barlow to Rita Ora.
Okay, we're just going through the pictures of this famous person's Instagram. Here's your last clue.
It is 4 days ago. The famous is dressed for the cold in an all-in-one Aztec print jumpsuit with heavy gloves and boots. They are absolutely loving it. Mayfair filter.
I think it's Rita Ora, Scott. Aztec print. She always goes out quite avant-garde.
Mm. Dressed for the cold, though. Well, it has been cold if she's in this country.
Mm.
Okay, so should we say Rita Ora?
Let's go for Rita Ora.
Is it Rita Ora?
No, sorry. I'm Davina McCall.
Oh,
what?
Scott, you should have got this. Oh, in the cold, she's doing the jump thing, isn't she? She's in the snow.
And Davina did do the cycling thing with Grimmy. Why was she at the X Factor final?
Well, because she can. It's Davina McCall. You wouldn't say no. She turns up at Wembley Arena for the X Factor final. You're letting her in.
Yeah, I mean, her face is her ID.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm disappointed about that one. OK, we'll have some more clues next on the Instagram game. Play along at home. Also, I just messed this up. It's Jason that's left, not Howard. Jason left, take that, not Howard. I just announced the wrong person that's left there. That just proves the point, though. No one really knows. As long as Barlow's still there.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Me and Chris are playing the Instagram game. Let us know if you're getting it correct from the descriptions of pictures on people's Instagram, read out by the voice of Instagram.
Hello, I'm the voice of Instagram.
So, he's so proud.
Hello.
It's like he's just got the job.
Hello.
He's rang his wife.
Hello.
And then said this.
Hello, I'm the voice of Instagram.
Okay, so this is a different famous now.
The famous.
From now on known as the famous. We get a few clues. It's from the same person's Instagram. But who are we talking about?
The famous has piled into the back of a cab with Taylor Swift and two mystery females. Their face seems to say, yes, I am in a taxi with Taylor Swift. It's no big deal. Sierra filter.
Yes.
I am in a taxi with Taylor Swift. So this is someone who is a famous.
The famous.
But is in a cab with Taylor Swift and two mystery females.
My first thought is this must be one of Swiftie's friends. First thought, Lord. It just made it sound the two mystery females were people that follow Taylor Swift around. And that's what Lord does, doesn't she?
I wouldn't say they follow each other around.
Who's the third? There's three of these Swiftie angels, isn't there? Taylor Swift, Lord. Is it Del Lol?
No, Del Lol doesn't hang around with those two. You just used to say that Lana Del Rey hung out with those because all miserable.
Yep, my mistake.
I had Grimmy tell me a great story, which I cannot say on air earlier, when I was on his show this morning about Lord and Taylor Swift and something he said which Lord overheard at the Brits and told Taylor Swift.
So, Lord gossiped. Let me try and flesh this out.
Lord stirred it up.
Lord gossiped to Taylor Swift about something Grimmy said.
Yeah.
I assume about one of Grimmie's friends.
No, it was about something about Taylor Swift. I can't say anymore.
You can, though.
So Lord
just
was like,
a little bit more. And
Lord went up to
Grimmie.
Lord went up to Grimmie and was like, Taylor, guess what Grimmie's been saying about you? Really awkward.
And then what did Taylor say? OMG. Right. And then message Grimmie?
I don't know. I just think it was awkward next time they met.
I think you can give us more than this.
No, I can't. Anyway, I'm just saying Lord was stirring it, that's all. Okay, so I think Ellie Goulding is friends with Taylor Swift.
Mm.
But then so is Lord. So should we say Lord as our answer at the moment?
Lord or Aura? Let's go Lord.
Lord.
Why not?
Next clue?
Okay.
The famous is playing the drums with extreme enthusiasm, bordering on violence. They are grimacing hard. A large crowd look on transfixed. Their clothing choices suggest they are ready to get a sweat on. Inkwell Filter.
I don't know what Inkwell Filter is.
Would that clothing choice be one of those headbands then? That's generally, when I see people wearing those, it looks like they're keen to get a sweat on.
Now, I do know for a fact, because I've seen it with my own eyes, that Ellie Goulding does love to do a drum solo at her gigs.
Ah, right.
I've seen it.
So it could be her.
Yeah, halfway through, she has a proper bash.
You said Ellie Goulding on the other one, so...
Okay, I'm saying it's Ellie at the moment, unless this clue proves me otherwise.
The famous has their arm around His Royal Highness Prince Harry.
Yes.
The famous appears to have made a joke which has gone down rather well. Sutro Filter.
I think it is Goulding. Yeah. I've seen this picture, I think.
Yeah, and she does have the ear of a royal.
How do you know that?
I've seen pictures as well. I've seen Prince Harry with Goulding, and he always looks interested in what she's got to say.
Mm. Ellie Goulding is a massive star now everywhere.
It's interesting. When you see a royal with a famous, you can kind of tell if they're genuinely interested or just pretending to be interested.
It's like when I saw that picture of William and Kate with Beyonce, hated it. Because they looked way too impressed.
Yeah, you didn't like the fact that the royals were fangirling at someone.
No, it's Beyonce and Jay-Z with Will and Kate. And I was like, okay, right, stop smiling that much because you look such a fan.
Yeah.
And you're the future king and queen.
I love that this winds you up.
This is just Beyonce and Jay-Z. Can we all just relax?
I think you seem quite sure about this.
One more clue.
Video clip. The famous is on a treadmill. They run at very high speed. In the background, a personal trainer shouts loud encouragement while Jay-Z's Blueprint 3 album plays. No filter.
It's 100% Ellie Goulding. Loves the fitness.
Right, okay.
Always having a run.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that, Mills. We need the points.
Are you Ellie Goulding?
Yes, you're right. Hey. I'm Ellie Goulding.
Yes! We were way off the mark on the first one, but the second one, we pulled it back.
Good work, Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
From earlier, I was saying about this story involving Taylor Swift, Lord and Grimmie. I couldn't say the whole thing. Tom in Leeds, it's wound him right up. Why would you start saying something and then say, oh no, I can't say anymore? In fact, it's wound Matt and Devon up as well. I can't say anymore. I've been sworn to secrecy.
Well, don't say anything at all then. You basically said, look, I know this great story.
I do this a lot, don't I?
You do this a lot, yeah. Are you going to give anything more away?
I can't. Lee and Darby, you can't get a little bit of a story like that and then say I can't say no more. Spill it. I can't. I really can't.
Is it sorted now? Has it been resolved?
No.
Ongoing issue?
I think it's an ongoing issue. I really hope Grimmie's not listening. Oh, no. Hang on. Text. Oh, no. It's fine.
It's fine?
Oof. Yeah, I thought that was him for a minute. That's fine.
Oh, because he'll never hear about this.
Don't tell me anything. It's like how I still... I trail my conversation sometimes, don't I?
Yeah.
Hey, that's coming up after this.
You always do this in the pub. You'll be off to the toilet. You'll say, I'll tell you about that
you'll
after
never guess,
this.
You'll never guess what happened with...
And walk off.
See ya. Back in a sec. I do that a lot. I know that's annoying.
Yeah.
Actually, that was one of my New Year's resolutions, to stop trailing myself as much as I do.
Stop being a DJ in the pub. It's a great idea. Yeah,
just do it when you're at work.
It's like, you'll come join me. We'll meet up. Maybe it's the weekend. Come sit down. Coming up in this... In this evening, I'll
no,
be
I don't
telling
do
you
that.
About.
However, teasing things on the radio works in real life too. How eager are you to hear that story when I get back from the toilet? You can't wait for me to have a little wee and come back, can you? Huh?
Well, it's a really weird way to put it.
It's true. Teasing, you see, it works. They love it. That was Renny Levice and The Calling on BBC Radio 1. Some people are saying it's too dirty for this time of day, that. Robin Stokes got his bass face on, just driving away. Yes, Friday though, that's allowed.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills. Daily.
That is Sia, Elastic Heart. Turn around, we can't see you. It's BBC Radio 1.
Sorry. Wait, have I missed something here?
Hmm?
What do you mean?
When was the last time you saw Sia? What's she look like? Go.
I actually don't know.
What's she look like?
That's really interesting.
Think about it.
I don't know.
She doesn't like to be seen.
It's true, though. I think you're right.
I am right. I'm just presenting that as fact.
That's the thing, is it?
She doesn't like. She doesn't want you to see her. Go on, look her up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah. Can anyone in this room now describe to me what Sia looks like? No. That's the idea, see?
Yep.
You'll find an old picture.
But you're right. Well, actually, I have just Googled it, and now I'm looking at Sia.
But she doesn't really like it.
Right.
And sometimes
she doesn't like it, so she won't be happy with me for this.
No, don't Google her, everyone, please. She's not keen. Leave her out of this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads going on next week on Radio 1, including live lounges from Charlie XCX and Imagine Dragons with Fern, and on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show next Friday. So a week today, 7:30 to 8 in the morning. Jamie Dornan off of 50 Shades of Grey is going to be here.
It's nearly here, isn't
it? It's almost here. You can't put it off any longer.
50 Shades thing.
Are we going to go see it together?
No. Are we? Do you want to? Is that a weird thing to go do together?
We've done most things together.
I don't know what the etiquette is with that film.
Boys go together to watch it, like, if we're not going out together?
I assume there's not a rule against it, but... I don't.
Or do you find that a bit strange?
Well, I don't know what's going on. Like,
it's quite erotic, isn't it?
I think we should go in fancy dress. And I've got an idea in mind.
You've thought about this already.
Well, no, I'll tell you what I've been thinking is that I know with this film coming up, you lot are going to make me do something about it.
What do you mean?
That's just the reality of it. So I'm trying to... What I've learned is if I can take control of the situation early doors, things aren't arranged for me.
All right, so you think that we'll be arranging something right now for it?
Yeah. So I'd rather just say...
I don't know what you mean.
I've got a plan of some kind.
Okay, I get it.
And I was thinking on the train, I was thinking there might be something we can do with some fancy dress.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm. It's coming out soon. You need to get your idea in quick.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Dev.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
You cold?
I'm a little bit cold today, yeah.
You got a massive jacket on.
Massive parka.
Get him to put the heating on. Yeah, that's what I do.
Do you?
Bark at people till they turn the heating up.
Put the heating
up. It's too cold.
So Dev is here to play Real or No Real today. We've got a selection of facts for you. You know how this works. Some of them we just made up probably about 5 minutes ago. And some of them... absolutely 100% real. You've got to guess which is which. Here's your first one today.
On Red Nose Day 2003, Claudia Winkleman decided to bring her first child into the world with a sponsored labour, raising more money for every hour it went on. Claudia charitably managed to prolong her ordeal for 23 hours, meaning she raised £7,000.
Here's the
now,
thing.
All this week we've been hearing facts about wacky comet relief stunts from the past. Surely that one can't be real.
Yeah.
Sponsored pregnancy. Or birth, rather.
But that's what I was about to say, is for some reason, my first thought is this happened. But I can't understand why on earth this would have been an idea.
Yeah.
Sponsored labour for comet relief.
Yeah. It could take anything. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but can birth take anything from an hour to, like, what, 2 days or something?
I guess so. But also the idea that she would have prolonged what was going on to try and raise as much money as possible.
Don't push, the total's going up.
Clench.
So strange.
I know. I mean, it's one of the more out there comet relief stunts, if true.
Yeah. I mean, she is a national treasure, but
yes,
I reckon if Winkleman approached comet relief like, this is what I want to do, they'd be like, nah, sorry, love. Can't you just sit in a bar full of beans or something like that? I'm saying no real on this one.
I don't understand why it would have happened, but I'm going to go real.
Why are you saying real?
Just because it's like this happened in a dream of mine or something. It's like I've heard this before. I'm almost sure this happened, but I don't understand why it would have happened.
That one is real.
What?
That's right. When Claudia Winkleman went into labour on Red Nose Day 2003, she decided to make it a comet relief fundraiser. Patrick Kilty put himself down for £20 an hour. Oops. It raised loads of money.
Oh, wow.
Because she went into labour on Red Nose Day, she was like, might as well make some money for charity out of it.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Corporate girl.
And next,
The pretty reckless singer, Taylor Momsen, was down to the final three to play Hannah Montana, but lost out to Miley Cyrus.
Oh, that's a good fact, if true.
That's good. Mm. I can believe this because, was it Gossip Girl she was in before she did Pretty Reckless?
Yeah.
She was an actress beforehand.
Yes.
And then she was like the total opposite of what she is now. So she was like very blonde and very kind of prissy.
Yeah, she was a bit like Hilary Duff.
Yes.
Yeah. She was like... She was like, hi there, I'm all American. I'm probably a cheerleader. And then she's like, oh, wow, here comes the dark eyeshadow. Yeah, now I'm in the Pretty Reckless, yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm in a cool band. I think she was like a child star. Mm. And then...
Is this something you remember?
No, it might be like Chris. Maybe I'm just like dreaming. Right. Dreaming it happened.
It's hard, this game. It does screw your mind up a little bit.
I can see this being true. Because it tends to happen quite a lot. When you're a child star, I don't know what happens, but... You get to the age and you're like, oh, I don't want to be looked at like that anymore.
Miley.
Yeah, I'm going to be Miley. I'm going to swing naked on a wrecking ball or something just to kind of change up the image.
So Taylor Momsen, as we know her now, did she used to be, like, in her childhood, an American actor where a bird would not have mouth in her mouth and she would do lots of kind of, like, Disney-type films? And was she up to play Hannah Montana but lost out to Miley Cyrus?
I think this is real.
I reckon it's not Hannah Montana, it's going to be something else, so I'm going to say no real on this one.
That one is real.
Oh, come yes. on!
So, yes. Hannah Montana, it is true, she lost out to Miley Cyrus. Taylor Momsen was a child actress before joining the Pretty Reckless and appeared in films like The Grinch, but did not make it in the Montana audition.
Was she the little girl in The Grinch?
I believe so.
You learn something every day, don't
you? Yeah. It's a good this game, isn't it, for that? And next.
So few people in the US state of Wyoming know what a banana is that they are advertised simply as yellow curved fruit.
What? This is only as ridiculous as what you were doing earlier when you called that restaurant not understanding what a potato was.
I mean, yeah.
That sounds weird if you've just tuned in. Listen to the podcast and you'll see what we mean.
It's a hard one to explain.
Chris denied all knowledge on the phone of ever having heard of potatoes.
It's just a potato, darling.
But in... the US state of Wyoming, they don't know what a banana is. So many people don't know what it is that they're simply advertised on shop windows and that as yellow curved fruit.
Surely not. Because it's a banana. Yeah. It is exactly what we were doing earlier on. It's a banana.
Like, darling. I'd say maybe like guava is quite exotic or maybe a kiwi fruit. But everyone knows a banana,
yeah.
Don't they?
Surely. So what are you saying? No real?
This could be one of those that's real, though.
No, do you know what? I have confidence in the people of Wyoming. And,
really?
I'm sure it's a lovely place. Never been. I reckon this one's no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Yeah, they all call it a banana. We're just trying to trip you up. And finally...
the wardrobe department on the Strictly Come Dancing live tour clean the Scott Mills crab suit each night by spraying supermarket own brand vodka onto it.
Why do they need to clean it? I mean, you're in it for, what, 3-4 minutes?
Yeah, but it works up quite a musk, though, innit?
31 dates, it gets pretty hot in there. Yeah.
Here's a question, not asked you. When you're in the crab suit, are you naked?
No.
No?
No, I've got red Latin trousers underneath.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but what's underneath them?
No, I mean, obviously, they'll come to a point. Yeah, that's a ridiculous question.
You know. That's a stupid, Dad, because eventually...
But I'm just talking about the shell.
Do you sort of become the crab when you climb into the outfit? Yeah,
it's method acting, darling.
It's interesting. So, backstage...
It gets really hot in
crab
there.
Crab outfit goes on.
It's like, Scott Mills, crab! Like, yeah. Like.
They clean all the outfits because, if you're wearing them and dancing, then they'll get hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
So you will have to clean it. But do they clean it with supermarket own brand vodka?
Do you have a moment of meditation before you get when you're in the crab suit where people are told to leave you alone?
I do have a moment outside, yes, in Act One, where I'm alone for a while and
in costume,
yeah,
awesome,
yeah, just to kind of gather my thoughts.
You stood outside dressed as the crab,
yes, getting some fresh air.
That's wicked.
Someone thought I was a fire officer the other day. Not even joking, because I had the red outfit on and it was a bit dark. He asked me, it was when we were in Glasgow, he's like, are you the fire officer? No, this is my next costume, actually.
Oh, and a run to save people sideways. No, it doesn't work, is it?
Anyway, so, real or no real, with the vodka cleaning the crab outfit?
Vodka? Oh, we haven't even got into that. Why are they using vodka? Like, why is that on?
It would be difficult to put in a washing machine. You've seen it, Chris. You couldn't put that in a washing machine.
No, too many bits on it.
It would break up.
Cleaning it with vodka. Or is this an excuse that you've... Right. Dev, real or no?
No, what are you saying? You go first.
I'm saying... No, real. This is... No.
Right, this is a little bit unfair because I heard you mention it today on Nick Grimshaw, so I know it's real.
He was here.
Yeah. Oh.
That one is real.
Yeah. It is real, yes. They can't wash it with traditional soaps, so they do actually spray some cheap vodka on it, and that keeps the smells at bay. One for me, one for the outfit. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
Dev got 20, I got 30.
Yay. Yes. So, Greg's coming up from Uganda again on the show today.
Yes, we're going to have a final catch-up with Greg. I've got my lovely Feet Up Friday audience and Dance Anthem from 6. And on my weekend breakfast show this weekend, I have the comedian Kevin Hart and Josh Gad, who plays Olaf in Frozen. They're in a new film together called The Wedding Ringer. It's very good. Make sure you check it out this weekend.
That's a big lineup.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's on.
Yeah, Kevin Hart is on this weekend.
That's incredible.
And he's tiny as well.
Eh?
He's tiny.
Is he?
He's about 3'5".
Oh, no, is he?
You can fit him in your pocket. It's great.
Oh, cute. Also, we should mention again that for Comet Relief, you have raised over £500,000 in 1 week. It's incredible. And we'll speak to Greg from Uganda again just after 4. Thanks, Dev.
Cheers.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Quick catch up with Greg in Uganda. How's it going, Greg?
Oh, what a day. Thank you so much for today, Scott. And that was brilliant on the breakfast show and all of you together. It was really special. It was fun, wasn't it? Did you enjoy doing it today?
It was so much fun. And it just felt like a really nice kind of Friday atmosphere. Everyone was kind of mucking in and sending their text. It was really, really nice. So thanks, everyone. What's the total now?
Yeah. Thank you to everyone who donated today, particularly. Today, we have raised an amazing, just today, £147,000 just in today alone. That is it's insane. And that brings the whole total so far to £528,927, which is far beyond anything we could have possibly imagined for this week.
We did not think that, did we? We didn't think we were going to get that much.
No way, not at all. It's just brilliant. So thanks to you and the team, and thanks to Stark. My God, hats off to that man for early in the week. It really got the ball rolling, I think, don't you think? So to speak.
Yeah, they've just put an extended highlights video on the Radio 1 Twitter. It's just more of Chris in his pants.
Good. Yes. The ball was rolling because his balls were rolling. Yes. That's what we wanted. Thank you so much.
It's on.
Go on.
Sorry, I was just going to say, the new ICYMI is up on BBC iPlayer right now, and it's got loads of stuff from the lift as well, I've been told.
Oh, wow.
From the lift, from the wheel, good. Sorry.
From the wheel.
Well done, dear. So I'll speak to Dev, and do you know what? Maybe we could get it to a nice round 550 by the end of the day.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Nice round figure for the OCDs.
Text help to 70703 if you can.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
If you loved that lot, listen on Monday live from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1 or get this Scott Mills Daily podcast for free. Scott.